you ever felt like the message that you're sharing doesn't quite reflect who you are anymore? Like, there is a disconnect between the coach or the expert that you have really become and the way that you're still marketing yourself online and what you're saying and how you're showing up. It's that very subtle but persistent feeling that the content that you're creating isn't fully reflecting the depth of who you are, your expertise, your unique perspective, your personality, right? And here's the thing. If you're experiencing this, I really feel ultimately like it's a really good sign because it means that you've evolved. It means that you have grown. You've really been able to deepen your own expertise in a way. But the thing is, your messaging, your marketing, it hasn't caught up just yet. So I see this happening literally, it's probably one of the things that I see happening the most on the calls that I have with like super high achieving coaches and experts who have been in business for a while. When I get on these brand message assessments, I come across these things a lot of the time because they've done the work. They've gotten great results for their clients. They've invested in their growth. They've done a lot of different things. And yet they feel like they're kind of stuck in their message, like something's not there. They've put themselves in a box that no longer fits who they are. And so today I'm gonna walk you through how to evolve your message without feeling like you have to basically burn everything down and start over again, right? Because you don't need to completely start over. You just need to find a way to realign with who you really have become. And so, as you know, I do these 15-minute brand message assessments with people. And honestly, I hear these things come up again and again and again. People saying to me things like, what I'm saying doesn't really match who I've become, or I feel like I've grown my content, but I don't know how to pivot, or I feel like I've outgrown my audience and I don't know how to say things anymore, or I feel like I'm playing really small in my marketing, even though I've really grown a lot in my own expertise or my knowledge or my experience. And so if this really sounds familiar to you, I want to talk about what that disconnect actually looks like and feels like in your day-to-day in your business right now, or what it's likely, right? It's very likely that you're sitting down to write or create content or videos or emails or posts on social media, and in a way, it feels kind of stale or really forced. Like the words don't really flow like how they used to in a way. And so you find yourself really resisting posting and finding something else to do because everything you feel or you're writing feels like it's kind of slightly off. Your sales conversations feel harder. You have more experience and more results than ever before. And yet you feel like it's not coming through. You know that you're capable of creating a lot of powerful transformation for your audience, but something about how you're communicating is just not landing. And so the thing is, and again, I see this very often, it's like, it's very likely that you're still marketing from the identity of the previous version of yourself. So the truth is that your messaging has to evolve as you evolve, period, because authority isn't just in your skills or your credentials, it's also in how aligned you are with your current truth. And to be honest with you, the reason I can speak about this is I literally experienced this in my own business, like 100%, right? I was following all of the industry's best practices for marketing and messaging and all the things. And I was doing things that everybody was saying, right? Like I was doing speaking to pain points and creating like problem, agitate, solution type of content. And I was basically being that Ursula speaking to the poor and fortunate souls who needed saving. And it was working, but you know, in the sense like I was making money and I was signing clients, but something really felt off. It just felt like it wasn't really me. And I realized that I had really outgrown that approach and I had really outgrown that message. Like I had outgrown that audience too, speaking to people who were really in victim states. That's not who I wanted to work with anymore. And, you know, I didn't want to be the type of person that was making others feel bad about their problems so that they would hire me. I really felt misaligned every time I created content following those formulas. So I started to procrastinate a little bit more in terms of content creating or content creation. And it really led me eventually to really reimagine how premium messaging should work, right? It's what ultimately led me to be able to create concepts such as like power buyers or the angle of mastery and the need to have formula. I really had to throw out what everybody else was saying and teaching and doing and create something that really felt aligned with who I was and my identity and how I felt and basically the person that I had become by that point. And the thing is that when I did that, when I really evolved my message and I started speaking to the ready to invest clients and I started just changing the way that I communicated, everything felt energizing again, right? And not only that, the right clients showed showed up. They were more aligned, more ready to invest. Our sales conversations became so much easier. We started having 60, 70% sales call conversion rate, which was insane. But more importantly than anything, I started to feel more like me in my own business. So what do you do when you feel in a way that you've outgrown your message or your audience, but you don't know what's next? So let's kind of get into like three things that you can focus on right now. First, you need to really need to reconnect to who you are right now. This isn't just about your offers or your niche. It's about the truth to like the deeper transformation that you're really about now. So you want to really ask yourself, like, what are the things that I've learned that really have fundamentally changed how I approach my work? Right? What do I believe now that I didn't believe when I started? What's different? Like, how am I doing things in a different way? What aspects of my current messaging and marketing make me feel like cringe or inauthentic in a way? And what do I find myself wanting to say but holding back on? That's one of the things that I just see a lot of, like people holding back from saying the things that they really want to say. The truth is that you need to get really clear on what you've outgrown in your brand tone, in your promise, your process, your marketing, your message. Because at the end of the day, the most captivating messaging comes from alignment with your current truth, not from forcing yourself into outdated marketing formulas or things because they work or they used to work, right? So we don't want to do that. The second thing that you need to do is that you need to really define the power buyer that you're meant to serve right now. When you level up in your expertise, in your knowledge, and a lot of things that you're doing, it is quite often that your ideal audience will level up as well. So the people that used to be a perfect fit for you years ago, maybe they're not your ideal clients anymore. And so your evolution means that you're now equipped to serve people at a very different level. So instead of people that are basically really beginners or just starting out in their journey, whatever it is that you do, you might now be better suited to serve people that have already tried or invested in a lot of the basic solutions out there and are ready for a more sophisticated approach. Now, this might not always be the case, but I always find that this tends to be true a lot of the time. So if you've reached a new level, it's very likely that you've also reached a new level of audience, and you need to make sure that you're speaking to those people that are operating at the same level that you're at right now. Those are essentially your power buyers, the people who are the action takers, the vision driven, the people that are resourceful, that take action, they're ready to invest, they want results, they're looking for solutions just like yours. The third thing that you need to do is that you need to make sure that you've realigned your message with your evolution. And so this is where you essentially are able to integrate your unique angle of mastery, which means like that distinctive lens through which you view your audience's challenges and opportunities, basically. So it's very likely that your angle of mastery has also evolved in a way as you've gained experience and a lot of insight. So it's become more nuanced, like there's more details in there, there's more power in there, and therefore it's very likely that it's much more effective. But if your messaging or your marketing hasn't kept pace with it, and you're still positioning yourself as just another expert rather than the only logical choice for your true ideal clients, well, obviously it's gonna fall flat and it's gonna feel off. And I have a story from this from one of my clients, AK, and it's one of the coolest, more powerful stories that I've experienced. So she was a wellness coach when she came to me, but there was something kind of just disconnected. She was definitely holding back from sharing her truth. And she was talking about like general wellness and yoga, burnout in a way, but it wasn't really resonating, not with her audience and definitely not with her. And so as we worked together, we realized that her true calling was actually helping first responders deal with burnout. Now, she had personal experience with this because she had been a sheriff. She was part of the community and she really understood the challenges that this audience in particular had. And so she really shifted her message and realigned the audience, realigned the angle of mastery, realigned everything to speak to these people. And so when she stopped trying to be everything to everybody and kind of just go with the flow with what she thought was needed and really instead go with like the specifics of her audience and the people she was truly meant to serve, everything shifted. Number one, she went viral on TikTok. Like you can literally find her on TikTok doing amazing things for the first responder community. She's built an incredible brand and business. She published a book. She completely sold her offers and like had like a waiting list. She was hired to be a speaker for police departments across the country. Like insane story. All because she recognized that she had outgrown her old message and her old audience. And ultimately, she had the courage to evolve into her new one. So that transformation wasn't about completely starting over. It was about upgrading the container that held her brilliance at the end of the day, right? And ultimately, that's what I really want you to understand. If your business does not feel aligned anymore, you don't need to burn it all down. You don't need to start over again and like completely rebrand every part of you or pivot. Although, mind you, it's valid if that's exactly what you want. But instead, you just need to allow your message to catch up to who you have become now, right? And so what happens is that when you realign your message with who you've become, you stop trying to fit into a box or into a formula that isn't really who you are anymore. That doesn't work. That feels like it's off. And what that means ultimately is that you stop creating content that doesn't feel like you, right? You start attracting clients who are truly the perfect match for the coach you are right now, not the coach or the expert that you were 10 years ago or 15 years ago or 2 years or even 6 months ago sometimes, right? So that is basically how you create a brand that grows with you instead of you holding back or you creating, but you're like, I don't know, this is off. Off, right? And that's ultimately how you build a message that energizes you instead of depleting you. That's how you get back into the flow, like really, really feeling how you attract your buyers, how you bring in people who truly need the evolved version of who you are and what you offer right now. So if you're feeling right now like something is off in your message and you can't quite put a finger on exactly what that is, but you want to discover it, let's hop on a quick 15-minute assessment call at brandmessagesession.com. You can find the link below this episode. And what we're going to do is I'm going to take a look at your message and tell you how you can evolve it and really define who your power buyers are, what your angle of mastery is, and how to make sure that you turn what you do into a need to have. This is not a sales call. It is a pure value-based call, but I promise you it's going to be the most valuable 15 minutes that you've ever had in your business ever. I get that all the time. And in fact, you can see a bunch of testimonials from that call alone on the assessment page. So make sure that you book it below. Make sure that you follow me and subscribe on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and you follow me everywhere else at Fabi Paolini. And let me know in the comments below, has your message kind of felt stale lately? I'm curious to know, and I will see you in another episode.